Today we're talking about acupressure points for the summer season.
Come on, all you doggies, won't you walk with me? I'm a puppet, 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 puppet.
Hi, this is Ann Angela Webb, the Animal Intuitive, and this is the Animal Intuitive Show, where we give animals a voice through animal communication, natural pet care, and interviews with leaders and experts in the fields of animal care and advocacy.
You would prefer to watch me demonstrate these acupressure points on Kai the dog? Please use the link in the description box below to watch this episode on the Animal Intuitive YouTube channel. Thank you for listening, and I always appreciate a good review or rating on iTunes.
The summer season in traditional Chinese medicine is associated with heart and small intestine, and the emotion is joy. The element is fire, and it's a time for growth, expansion, light, abundance, and manifest of everything that we've been cultivating in the spring. And it's a time of moving outward. So when fire element is balanced, the heart is strong and healthy, the mind is calm, and sleep is sound. There's indicators of imbalance in fire element, and those would be agitation, nervousness, a lack of energy or too much energy to the more extreme, like mania, or the lack of energy looking more like a depression in an extreme. There can also be issues with insomnia. There can be signs with the stomach, such as vomiting, bile. There can be regurgitation of food, decreased appetite, pain while swallowing, lip licking, and restlessness at night. Those might be signs that there's some issue with the stomach or heartburn. You might also see excessive panting. All of these things, of course, should be addressed with a veterinarian, and I am not here to diagnose or treat illness. Always consult with your veterinarian if you have any concerns or symptoms that I've mentioned. But acupressure is a great way to support animals who may be getting imbalanced or to keep them imbalanced in the summer season. Also, of course, your pet may suffer from some summer allergies. Some of these points have the additional benefit of helping with allergies. Allergies are an indication that the blood is not nourishing and moistening the skin. So these points help to nourish the quality of the blood. They also help the lung to disperse blood and qi to the surface of the body. So the following two points are great for summer heat as well as allergy symptoms, such as excessive scratching, loss of hair, excessive dander, a brittle dry coat with lackluster condition. The first point I'm going to show you is large intestine 4. That's pronounced hua gu, and it's also called adjoining valleys, and I'll show you why. Kai is just trying to actually get out of the heat. This is actually a very normal thing for an animal to do in the summer heat. So adjoining valleys, this is a source point for large intestine. And this can be used when there is an issue with too much heat or heat stroke. It can reduce fever. It regulates and tonifies qi, alleviates pain, and tonifies protective qi. It's also helpful for summer rashes. It benefits the immune system to help with any skin issues and also head-related heat issues such as red or dry eyes, and it's also called master point for the face and the mouth. This point, just keep in mind, is contraindicated in pregnancy. The location for this point is between the first or dew claw. That's that claw that's way up here. It's that innermost claw. And the second metacarpal bone. So let me just show that to you. It's right in this space right here. And the point is actually pressing against the second metacarpal bone, not towards the dew claw. And when you do acupressure with animals, you do need to kind of listen to them and just stay grounded and focused. You're going to be doing this from anywhere from 20 to 30 seconds to 2 minutes. And what you're looking for are responses from the animal that look like some sign of release. So they might yawn or pant. They might make a licking sound. They might roll over. They might walk away. They might fall asleep. So when you're pressing on that point, you might use your pointer finger. You might use your thumb, probably more likely. You also want to keep another hand on them just for grounding for them. You're going to press. You might do like a little circular motion or a slight pressure down and then kind of release and just do that until you get the sense that it's time to stop. I won't
just sit here and wait for a release for him, because that would be a long time possibly for you to be watching, but hopefully you get the idea. And you're going to want to do that on both sides. Okay. This point is called large intestine 11, chuchi, crooked pool or pool on the crooked bend. And this point clears heat. It helps with damp heat especially. And it helps with skin disorders due to heat in the blood, diarrhea as well, which can be a sign of excessive heat. And any kind of shoulder issues too can be supported by this point. So large intestine 11 can be located by bending the arm, and Kai's already has it nicely bent for me, but it's in this crease here on the outer side of it, right here. And this point, again, is a good point for dispersing the heat and skin issues, too. So the name of this point, it actually makes a nice reference to, like, a bend in the river and the qi spreading out nicely, like the water would disperse. This point is Bai Hui, and it's also known as Governing Vessel 20. It's also called 100 meetings, and this benefits to clear the brain. It revives consciousness, supports animals with seizure disorders. So the location of this point, you would go from the front of the ear canal and kind of bring your fingers together. So you're right in the middle of the head, but following that line. This point is also known as the crown chakra, traditional Chinese medicine. So this is great for calming the spirit. When I'm doing acupressure with a client, of course, I'm going to do a more in-depth assessment of that particular animal, a history and sort of an overall assessment and specific points for that individual. But these are points that you can definitely use at home just to support your animal. They're great general points for the summer season. And so some tips to maintain balance would be, you know, avoid excessive heat or leaving your pet out too long. You know, limit the length of your walks or walk later on in the evening or earlier in the morning, just when it's cooler out. And also there's some foods that are considered more cooling in nature. So those might include rabbit, whitefish, pollock, and duck. So if you wanted to reach me directly with any questions or to arrange to have me work with you for animal communication, acupressure, massage, or essential oils, you can email me at annwithane@intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. Go to my website at intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. Some of the information used in this video comes from resources from the school that I attended, the Tallgrass Animal Acupressure Institute. If you're interested in taking courses with Tallgrass, or you would like resources such as materials like books and charts about acupressure, please check out the link below in the description. Also, please like, share, and subscribe. It really does help the show. And please leave a comment below and let me know if you tried these points and how they worked out for you and your pet. Rub my belly. Rub my belly.